from John chapter 17, verses 20 and 21, and these are words of Jesus. In fact, this is a prayer of Jesus. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Also jumping to Revelation chapter 8, verses 3 and 4. Another angel, who had a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar before the throne. The smoke of the incense, together with all the prayers of the saints, went up before God from the angel's hand. O magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, August 30th, 2021. In the studio with me is Dr. Christine Hendricks. And we've had you on two or three times, one time with your dad when we highlighted one of the books you wrote, Wisdom of Life, where it was a compilation that after the many years of him writing you and correct. I think talking through Proverbs and such, you put those all together and yeah. I think there was another time when you were launching the Open Room and we were talking about how God had put it on your heart and some other gals to have a place available for the community to come together for various causes, for right. prayer nights, for gatherings, for teaching, for church service. And so that has been a unique work of God for, what, about
2 years?
Yeah, I know. And yeah. I've attended a number of Sunday services there, and there's a lot of happenings. There's movie nights, there's
right.
prayer nights, there's other Christian gatherings. I know sometimes some people just meet in small groups and
yep.
study the Bible, or some teenagers meet and
yep.
hang out. And so
absolutely.
A lot is happening at the Open Room. It's located in downtown Mahomet, 407 East Main Street. And so there's a lot of activities. And in fact, all week long, if you stop by there, you're going to be giving away books. And that'll be our topic of today, is talking about prayer. But what's the name of the book?
The name is The Prayer Revolution by John Smed.
Okay, The Prayer Revolution. And that's something that is also on your heart and others, as I think you got about 13 different Mohammed churches involved. And this past weekend when there was the Mohammed Music Festival, I think there was a prayer tent. So there's a lot of volunteers and people scheduled to pray for and initiate conversations about God and how can we pray for you. But you've had it on your heart. Was it because of reading this book?
The story is that when I was at a conference in Indianapolis earlier this year, my sister actually heard this author, John Smed, talk, and we got connected to this book. He runs an organization called Prayer Current out of Canada, and the book, it just really impacted me in my understanding of prayer mm-hmm. and the impact that prayer can have on a community. And so I began just kind of thinking, well, what could we do to maybe get other people thinking about that concept? Is what could prayer do to change the community, to make an impact in a community? And started thinking about, well, let's just maybe give the book away. But as I started to talk to people about it, they started encouraging me to think bigger and maybe to be really kind of more intentional about what we did with the book, not just to give it away, but to encourage people to read it, to study it, and then to respond in some type of action. So, yeah, this week we'll be giving away the book to anybody that wants to come by the Open Room between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. We have 500 books that we've purchased, and we're excited to give them away to anybody who would like one. We do ask that if you take one, that you intend to read it, to consider it, and to maybe join in some of the other events that we'll be having over the next couple of months, as we really want to come before God and say, what might it look like to have a movement of prayer in our community. So that's how it's going to start, is the book giveaway this week. And then we have some upcoming events, too, that I'm sure we'll talk about.
Yeah, and this book, Prayer Revolution, in really big letters, Rebuilding Church and City Through Prayer, by John, and it's Smed, S-M-E-D?
Correct.
John Smed. Yeah, I know you had talked about he's going to be coming this next month, and it's going to be very exciting to have him sharing. But this book is laid out in such a way where there's verses, there's practical tips, you read along, there's some storytelling, but it lays the groundwork of the importance of prayer. And in the table of contents, they address things like the world awaits a prayer revolution. So laying the groundwork of the importance of praying and the unity of as praying as an individual, then maybe as a family, and then as a church, and then having friends and others involved. And then they have the breakdown of kingdom prayer breaks in, kingdom prayer breaks out, kingdom prayer breaks through, and then they break it down, the importance of the king coming in prayer, or the king's strategy for prayer, the king's passion for a house of prayer. And so you read this book, you started to get motivated, you started thinking, whether the Holy Spirit's impressing on your heart, hey, Christine, you can initiate, you can get people excited about prayer and get excited about this book. And so you started thinking about activities and the prayer tent. And then there's a couple things, I think, coming up in the next few weeks. But this is the week where literally 500 people, if they stop by and they are going to commit to reading it, to utilizing it. I mean, they could certainly pick up one for their friend if they're going to make sure their friend gets it and reads it, right, and applies it. But they would stop by the open room, which is in downtown Mahomet, 407 East Main Street. And you'll see a big sign, the open room, or the big lettering that, right, you have above the building. Right. So people are going to come together, they're going to get this, and then what are the things or the activities they can be involved in the coming days?
Yeah, so then after we get the books passed out, we're going to have two evenings in Mahomet where it's a prayer worship service. Our two goals in this project are prayer, obviously, but also unity and bringing our community together as the body of Christ. And so these two nights are going to be prayer and worship, but they're also going to, the author of the book heard what we were doing. He contacted me and was just interested in what was going on in the small town in Illinois. Why did you just buy 500 books? And so he's been encouraging me, and part of the process that's been really neat, he's going to Zoom in and do a live interview during those times of prayer and worship. So we'll also be able to hear from him, how he got involved in prayer ministry, why he wrote the book, some of the things he's seen in other communities through prayer. So those nights are Wednesday, September 15th at 7 p.m. at the Mahomet Christian Church, and Monday, September 20th at 7 p.m. at the Mahomet United Methodist Church. So we'll do those two nights. It'll kind of be a kickoff, just great time of worship and fellowship together. And at those nights, you will be given the opportunity to sign up to be part of a small group that is led by a prayer facilitator that we trained this summer, who will then lead the group through a study of the book chapter by chapter. So then that's where in the small group people can really get into the book. And the book really emphasizes kingdom prayer and how that differs from most of the time the way we pray. We often pray what he calls very constricted prayers that are very much focused on ourself and our immediate needs, and just encouraging us to pray kingdom prayers, big prayers, understanding who we're praying to, that Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God and interceding for us and has all power and authority. So it really will challenge us in the way we pray and how we pray and how we pray for our community. And then we're just going to watch and see what God does and what he does through these small groups. And hopefully we'll see a revolution of prayer.
And I know you've already felt some answers to prayer, because 13 churches getting together. In fact, I remember a week ago Sunday, Pastor Jason was all excited about the prayer initiative, and he was talking about this prayer revolution is getting these 13 churches together, and we want volunteers to help out at the Mahomet Music Festival. And he was highly recommending that. He had a big posting on the wall, or one of those graphics or slides that had the prayer revolution book. It's going to be available, and he encouraged everyone, all the members of the congregation, hey, this is going to be a free book. If you're going to use it, you can pick it up the next week. And so that'll be all this week.
Yep.
Anytime between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the open room. It's in downtown Mahomet, so it's worth driving in, whether it's from Bloomington or Gibson City or obviously Mahomet Seymour area or Champaign Urbana. The open room, it's a great place. You're going to be fascinated when you stop by to pick up your free book, just to look around, and maybe you're going to even think, we could maybe have an open room in our town, in Gibson City, in Rantoul, in Danville, in Covington, Indiana, wherever you're at. It may become a catalyst of something that God would want you to do. And will you be there at all during some of that time?
Or? Yeah, I will be there a couple of times. We're taking shifts, so there will be other people that help out with the open room will be there. So one of us will always be there. So we would love to meet you and to talk with you and show you around.
So that's all this week through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Open Room in downtown Mohammed, 407 East Main. And lest I get too far into this, I guess I introduced your name, but I didn't say much about you, but Dr. Christine Henricks, she's married to Jeremy, a neat Christian man who's also a doctor, more physical education. And
he does sports medicine.
Sports med. Mm-hmm. I think with the basketball team, he was very involved, and there's a lot of great things I could say about him, but you've been married a number of years and have some beautiful children. Yes. You practice at the Mohammed Clinic. Family doctor?
Family medicine.
Family medicine. And I've known you for many years because I've known your mom and dad, Dave and Judy Webb, great saints. And Dr. Webb, he was a part of our Ministry Leaders Network a few weeks ago, sharing with all the area leaders and passionate about God's Word. And I hold him up as probably of all the pastors I know, there's probably no one that knows God's Word any more than him. He digs into it. He loves
Absolutely.
It. And I quote him many times. It's like, hey, Dr. Webb, what's your favorite verse? And he'll say, it's whatever I'm digging into at the time. And so you're kind of, what do they say, an acorn that doesn't fall far from the tree. You've loved God's Word. You've been passionate about following Jesus. You are raising up your kids in godly ways. I don't know if I can say this, but you're my wife's doctor.
Yeah.
confidentiality is being broken here, but she loves you. I know a lot of your patients think the world of you. You and your dad are phenomenal physicians and care for people. Have a love for the Lord and have been really open to him leading through you these many years. The open room was just one thing that he did, but you really had a passion after reading this book to bring unity. And, I think I was starting to say that one of your answers to prayer is these 13 churches in Mohammed that are coming together. And Pastor Jason was so pumped up and encouraged by that and how people were working together. And I know he's been one of the facilitators during these nights of prayer. And I think you've had other pastors in.
Correct.
And so give us a little update on what's happening with the open room for some that maybe missed our interview last year when we talked about God's vision for the open room and how he could use that.
Sure. The open room is just basically an open space where we want people to encounter Jesus in whatever way that may be. And so it's open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 12 on Saturday for the public to use in whatever way they want. We have coffee machines. They can make a free cup of coffee, sit down, meet a friend, read a book, whatever they want. We do have a book corner even where people can pick up a book and borrow it and bring it back if they want or keep it. We don't really care. We have a prayer hallway where we have people who leave prayers that they would like to have us pray for. And we do have community prayer once a month that's led by different community leaders. And we pray for a variety of things, but we always pray for the tags that have been left in the prayer hallway. That's one of our priorities, is to pray for our community. And then we do have events that we hold. Like you said, we have a movie night coming up. Sometimes we will have Bible studies or book studies. We're getting ready to do the book study on Mama Bear Apologetics, which tackles some worldview issues and a lot of different things like that. And then the space is also open for people to reserve for their own events. So we have widows groups, we have 4-H groups, we have Bible studies, we have tutoring sessions. We have all sorts of people that use it just to have a space. And everything we do at the open room is free. And so it's just a way for us to love and to bless our community and to be open to whatever God wants to do through it. We have really no specific agendas. We just, it's run by 7 women, and we get together and we pray and we think and we brainstorm and we come up with ideas, and we just let God move in whatever way he wants to.
Yeah, I think I'm there at least once a week with the Thursday men's group. Mm-hmm. We meet from 7 to about 8:15 every Thursday, and that's a neat bunch. And then once a month, Dr. Webb has his men's group,
right.
And so I attend that. And then the Shalia group is once a month, so I guess I'm there a few different times. But at least you think, oh, it's just maybe this open space. No, this is well decorated. It's cozy. There's couches. There's rocking chairs. There's a variety of tables and places you can sit and be comfortable. And one time when we were having our study, you see these young kids and a couple moms and other mothers, and there was like a birthday party going on in the back.
Yep.
And so it's utilized for a lot of different events and gatherings. And it's just really special how you've put that together and how God has led you and your other friends to pray it up and financially support it.
Yep.
And I think when you first launched it, I thought this could be something that many other people could do in their communities, get with a couple other families or friends or neighbors and say, hey, if we could all come up with X amount, just say $700, $800 to revamp a place, to rent it out, and then to have it open, who
right.
knows how God would use it. So.
Yeah, and God provides everything you need. And we moved spaces a year ago. And in fact, we ended up, the nonprofit bought the building that we're currently in, and we redid it. It was, we basically gutted it. And God provided for all that we needed. People donated things and gave to it. And we've learned that when you are generous to others, they want to be generous back to
yeah.
you. And the community has been very generous to us, and we appreciate that.
Well, you and your team and the donors that have helped purchase these 500 copies of
yeah.
the book, Pray Revolution, they're going to be available all week long, 500 copies waiting for God to put it on your heart to drive over there. It's in downtown Mahomet, 407 East Main Street. It's called The Open Room, and from 8 to 5, all week long, you can come and pick up a copy or pick up a copy for a friend, maybe somebody that you know that wants to learn more about prayer or be engaged in maybe a small group and to be led through or facilitate this with some other friends. It's a great book that will benefit all that read it. So we encourage you to find out more. And you can stop by the-openroom.com, the-openroom.com, and you can find out more about the activities and events that are going on there, along with if you're driving to work and you're saying, now what was happening Wednesday, September 15th, or what church was also having a prayer worship night on September 20th. That information will be on the website, but you can put it on your calendar now, Wednesday, September 15th at 7 p.m. at the Mahomet Christian Church. There will be a community prayer and worship service, which will include some live video and the interview from the book author.
Right.
So if you get this book, you want to probably set aside time to be available on that night, or also on Monday, September 20th, also at 7 p.m. at the Mahomet United Methodist Church. And this information is on the website, the-openroom.com, the-openroom.com. And it's kind of one of these initiatives. I know Pastor Jason and I last Friday were talking about the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And we look at Elijah as this like super saint. No, he was just man like we are a man. He was flawed. He wasn't a super saint. We look at many of these Bible characters and we think, oh, they're super saints. No, they had struggles like we. They had doubts. They had frustrations. And so in many ways, Elijah was just like us, but he had passion for God and he prayed to God and he prayed sincerely that God would cause it not to rain. And it didn't rain for those, couple years or something. And it's kind of a model for all of us that if we pray passionately and pray according to God's will and pray biblically, too, I mean, you can't just pray for anything and expect a new car to be out in the driveway. But when you pray passionate prayers that God would put on your heart, inspired by the Holy Spirit in your reading of the scripture and your understanding of what he delights to answer our prayers, then you can see miraculous things happen like Elijah did. And so in our closing couple minutes, how would God answer your prayers, or what would you want him to answer through this book and Prayer Revolution?
I think I would just love to see the people of Mahomet get excited about prayer and to prioritize prayer and to pray kingdom-focused prayers. I'd love to be able to have, you know, standing room only at our community prayers where people see the necessity of prayer, that they see it as something that is so essential to their Christian walk that they cannot do without it. And what that looks like and how that transforms our community, I don't know. But I really believe that the culture is either going to influence us or we're going to influence our culture. And I think a big part of that is how we pray. And I think we all know that the culture right now is really influencing. And I think through prayer, we can change that. And I think also just to see our town come together in unity, I recently read Francis Chen's new book on unity. And I was just challenged that when we have a common mission, then we will be united.
Right.
And then when we are united, our mission will be effective. And the common mission is that unbelievers would come to know the Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just would love to see that we as a community, these 13 churches and beyond, would be able to come together in a common unity, putting aside our differences, focusing on our shared mission.
And I know your passion, because you live in Muhammad and serve in Muhammad, is certainly for the Muhammad community, but I'm thinking for the people that are going to drive in and pick up this book, maybe you're going to be the catalyst that God uses
Absolutely.
To inspire this to happen in Gibson City or in Springfield or in Beardstown or Whitehall or Lincoln, you know. So the books are available free of charge. All we ask is that you drive into Muhammad, downtown Muhammad, to the open room all week long from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 407 East Main Street, that's the location of the open room, that you commit to reading this book, to investigating how God might use you to be a catalyst in your community, or just in your family, or just maybe in your life.
Personally.
Maybe like what happened to you. Your sister read this. She was pretty fired up. She encouraged you to read it. And I saw, I looked at your book here, and there was a lot of little notes and things that you wrote in. So this book is being offered all week long, free of charge. Wouldn't it be neat if you had to order more?
Oh, you went
through 500. That would be very exciting. But listening, friends, let me, from my heart to yours, prayer tends to be relegated as sometimes the last thing you do or the thing that, well, when all else fails, we'll pray. And yet it's at the very heart of God. It's that intimate communication. It's that communion. It's sometimes prayer is just listening to Him. And so it's something that you don't want to neglect. It's something that we all should be kind of passionate and excited about. And I know you get busy. We get to be that Martha running around and doing things. And I'm a Martha many times. But if we can just slow down a little, this might be that resource, that tool, that book that God would really press on your heart to build that intimacy as you learn to pray in maybe different ways. And so get your copy all week long between 8 and 5 p.m. at the Open Room in downtown Muhammad, 407 East Main Street, or find out more about the various activities going on in the Open Room so that you and your family can attend, or maybe you'll launch an Open Room in your community. Who knows how God might work? So find out more at the-openroom.com, the-openroom.com. Well, thank you, Christine, for being available. And we'll just be praying up what God will do in the days ahead and bring about that prayer revolution that this country certainly needs. And probably we all individually could say, Lord, do a revolution in me. Start with me, and then let's see how we would influence our families and our neighborhoods and our state and our government and our world. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Christine Henricks with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.